Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed, so I call your name. Welcome to The Gathering on Signs of Life Radio. I know you are not accustomed, well, you're mostly accustomed to hearing Bob's voice introduce our show. This is Melissa. I have Tom here with us. And we typically do this evening's program, The Gathering, with Bob and with Fran. But tonight, as many of you may already know, our creator and director and driving force behind the Forever Family Foundation, Fran Ginsberg, has crossed over to the other side and has been reunited with her daughter, Bailey. So this evening's broadcast is dedicated to Fran. And I'm afraid it's not going to be an easy one, so maybe you should have your tissues handy. You know, if it hadn't been for the tragic death of Bailey 18 years ago, we, and most of you listening, likely would never have even gotten to know Fran, let alone even know her name. The universe led me to the Forever Family Foundation quite soon after it had formed. Unlike many folks who find their way to Forever Family Foundation, I was not grieving. I was drawn to an event that they were hosting because of my lifelong interest in the afterlife. I quickly became a volunteer, and the next thing I knew, I was in Bob and Fran's home, helping them to assemble newsletters. Tom came on board soon after that.
And alongside Fran, there was always been Bob. Calm, gentle, soft-spoken. As Bob has said himself, they were complete opposites that somehow fit together perfectly. I would like to read you the beautiful tribute Bob wrote and shared with families and friends, and some of you may have already heard. Bob wrote, "Fran and I were married for 46 years, which is pretty good considering that she hated me when we first met on a blind date. I barely remember my life before her. We were rarely apart, and the thought of ever living without her never crossed my mind. She is a force of nature, and I am lost. To describe Fran, I need only mention one word, passion. Passion for the well-being of her family. Passion for the health and prosperity of her friends, and passion for all those who have suffered injustice. She believed that she was put on this earth to effect change, and nothing would stop her in this mission. She believes that everything was put before her for a reason, and she pounced on all opportunities to make things better. Recently, a hospice nurse was with us, and before she left, she asked us if we had any questions. In a feeble attempt at humor, I replied, 'Yeah, what is the meaning of life?' The nurse looked bewildered and said, 'That's a hard question.' But Fran, as weak as she was, piped in and said, 'No, it's not a hard question. It is simple, to leave this world a better place.' Despite her clouded brain, she still had the insight and clarity that most of us will never know. I don't know if George Washington actually said it, but Fran certainly did. Never tell a lie. She instilled this in our children as she pointed out that lying always makes it worse. I honestly cannot recall any instance of her lying. She always spoke what she believed to be the truth. Often you did not like what she said, but you could never challenge her honesty. I was trying to think of the best example of Fran seizing on every opportunity to educate and share what she had learned. Oddly enough, what I remembered was the day that two people from Jehovah's Witness knocked on the door. If I had answered the door, I would have politely ushered them away and said, not interested. But Fran answered the door, and they did not know what they were in for. In a logical fashion, she spent the next 30 minutes in a discussion with the young apprentice and his elder. She told them that she rejected the dogma they were preaching, pointing out that their rules meant nothing and it was only the love and compassion that mattered. And these principles preceded organized religion. She pointed out that the founders of today's organized religions came out of ages of mysticism, where people felt connected to a greater source and regularly communicated with their ancestors. At the end of the one-sided discussion, the apprentice looked up at the elder and said, "She makes a lot of sense. I agree." At which point, the elder turned red and left politely but abruptly. And that sums it up. Only Fran was capable of opening the mind of and flipping a Jehovah's Witness. We used to joke that Fran has not received a paycheck in the last 40 years, but nobody ever worked harder. Her life was dedicated toward the greater good, no matter what path that would take. After founding the Forever Family Foundation in 2003, it became her all-consuming life's purpose. She literally touched the lives of thousands of people through personal contacts and the services she developed, always working behind the scenes while others took the credit. She was overwhelmed with work, with mountains of papers all over her desk and floor. But if someone called the office who was in grief and needed to talk, everything came to a halt, and she would spend hours on the phone with the person. She did this because helping someone in need was the only thing that mattered. Fran was complex, a perfect mixture of left and right brain qualities. She was driven and laser-focused, highly intelligent, and had an absurdly logical and analytical mind. She went to Brandeis University on a scholarship and later secured her MBA. She knew that organized pathway to accomplish each goal and what left and would let nothing stand in her way. She was a perfectionist, which made it difficult to live with someone like me. On the other hand, she also had a spiritual side and was blessed with a deep inner knowledge of the way the universe worked. The combination made her That combination made her a powerful human being and enabled her to guide many who were lost. She found joy in many of life's simple pleasures, but my one regret is that her commitment to change the world often meant sacrificing personal joy. As intense as she was, she also had a wonderful sense of humor and loved to laugh. I recall the time that we were taking our daily walk in the nature preserve that was near our home. While walking the path, I spotted a very beautiful, multicolored bird. Because I felt Fran knew everything, I asked her what kind of bird this was. She simply said, "Oh, that's a double-cocked summer warbler." I made a mental note, and we continued our walk. About a week later, I had a potential client in my office. While getting to know him and shooting the breeze, he mentioned that he was an ornithologist and had a passion for birds. Ah, now I had my opportunity to score some points. I told him that I too love birds and mentioned that I saw a bird the other day that I had never seen before. He got excited and asked what kind of bird it was that I spotted. I proudly told him it was a double-cocked summer warbler. After the glare I received from him that I translated into, "You idiot," he told me that there was no such bird. It was right then and there that I knew that Fran had set me up. When I got home and started to tell Fran the story, she roared with laughter. Not once during her illness did she complain about her predicament. Despite the suffering, as she watched her body fall apart, of course she wanted to live. She never gave up hope of a miracle. She wanted to live because there was much more that she needed to do, and more of life's joys to experience. But she believed that when faced with a situation over which you have no control, you have no choice but to deal with it the best you can. She also knew that there is life after physical death, at which time she would recognize the patterns behind the apparent randomness that permeates the physical world. During her illness, she was disheartened to see my tearful eyes and admonished me more than once that if I were to help her, it was imperative to maintain a sense of humor and positive attitude. I tried my best, but I'm afraid that I failed in my attempts most of the time. Near the end of her disease, the combination of her fatigue, sleepiness, pain medication, and her ability to reach altered states of consciousness often resulted in visions and hallucinations as she was straddling two worlds. She would often awaken by uttering words and phrases that appeared to make no sense, but other times they showed wisdom and clarity. One time she snapped to attention, looked straight through me with glazed eyes, and said, "The universe teaches us about delusion." I got the message and asked if that meant that our physical world was just an illusion, and I received an affirmative yes. I believe she felt that it was important to impart the knowledge that we shouldn't be deceived into thinking that this material world was all there is, and our true home resides elsewhere. Near the end, despite a body that was barely alive, she beckoned me towards her and we embraced for what seemed an eternity. Her trembling hands gripping me tight as we kissed, and she told me that she had always loved me. That is a moment permanently impressed on my soul. She had previously told me that we would still be living in the same house. It's just that she will be living there from the spirit world and me in the physical realm. So yes, my great love, I too have loved you forever, and that love can never be broken. That knowledge may be the only thing to mend my heart that has been shattered once again. 18 years ago, in this very place, we mourned the passing of Bailey. Fran's body will be buried next to Bailey's at the Sharon Garden Cemetery in Valhalla. But only their bodies will be housed there, their true selves, their consciousness, their minds, their spirit, their souls are elsewhere. I have no doubt that Bailey has already greeted Fran with open arms, and I would not be surprised if they have already teamed up to start making the afterlife a better place.
Oh, boy. That wasn't easy to get through, Tom.
It sure wasn't.
Rather than start reading our messages right away from the people that sent them in to Bob and I, why don't we talk to Roman? He's online, too. I'm not sure if that's something we set up or if Don does that.
Yeah, if we can hear from Roman Karpyshka, one of our hosts.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Hi, Roman.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, good evening. That was a wonderful tribute that was written by Bob, and it brought tears to my eyes just listening to it again. And Tom, I I heard you, your struggle through it as well. And
I barely got And I've heard it before. When Bob read it at the memorial, I was in full tears, and still feeling them now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a huge loss to our community, but it's going to be a huge gain to the afterworld community, you know. And if I know Fran, she's going to be kicking and screaming to prove that the afterlife is just around the corner, a heartbeat away. And, you know, she's going to be part of the science that's going to prove it. You know what I mean?
I have a strong feeling
about that.
I felt like that too, Roman. I just felt like, wow, you know, Fran's got to get, she wants to be in both places, but it was maybe time for her now. She's affected all of us here in the physical. So
yeah,
now she's
going to
do what she can on that side too.
Yeah. Her legacy lives on here. And as we are going to be hearing tonight from testimonials, she has impacted the lives of thousands of people and we'll continue to do so.
Absolutely.
That's what we're all about the Forever Family Foundation, of which she took right to the end. She never doubted it and never wavered.
Absolutely. I mean, I only had the pleasure of physically meeting her maybe 3 or 4 times, maybe 5 times, where I've actually been in the same room with her. And her effect on me as a person, just, you know, it was profound. Profound enough for me to, you know, to volunteer my time and do these shows once a month. It's already 2 years that I'm doing it, and I'm so happy to help out and be part of it. You know, I think just like Fran, I mean, Fran went through a great loss. Bob and Fran went through a great loss with the, you know, with Bailey, losing Bailey. And myself, I went through I lost my son. And I know as a fact that, you know, helping others is one of the best forms of therapy. Mm-hmm. And the more people that you can help and the more you can reach out and make a difference in somebody else's lives, the better you will feel about your life. And I think, you know, I know it's helped me, and I took example from Fran for that.
Oh, that's a great sentiment. Thank you for sharing that.
Of course.
Very important.
And you know, Roman, it took one Fran, but it's going to take a whole village to keep the foundation afloat. So let's all commit to that.
Follow absolutely. I ain't going nowhere.
Neither are we.
Well, we look forward to hearing your next program, and thank you so much for sharing in this remembrance of Fran.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. I know you guys have a lot to get through, but I just wanted to, you know, I just felt compelled to call in just to, you know, to tell, you know, the world that I love Fran, and she's had a profound effect on me. Same with Bob. Bob is a wonderful person. They're both just amazing people, and you know, we'll continue to be amazing, I'm sure.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thanks,
take care,
Roman. Thank you.
All right. Good night,
take
everyone.
Care. Tom, you want to read? Donna.
Speaking of remembrances, we have a message that came in from our Forever Family Foundation treasurer, Donna, who writes, "I will always cherish in January when Matt and I were in Florida. Fran emailed me knowing Matt should not eat certain foods, even some healthy ones, and asked, should I make chicken, bison, shrimp, and many more things I don't even remember. I said all of that was fine. Well, she cooked all of that. I should have said any of that is fine. But they always tried to please. They went out of their way to make us feel so welcome." And Donna adds, "It was never about Fran. It was about her friends, family, or some stranger in need. I have never met a more caring and stronger woman, and I plan to live my life to be a little more like her. She makes me proud, and she is a perfect role model for all of us. I really can't say enough of how much I enjoyed spending time with her and Bob. They always made everyone feel special."
Oh, that's certainly true. I would like to share something, if I can, that was from our afterlife discussion group meeting. But I wanted you had a little bit more to share about the foundation. So why don't you go ahead, Tom?
Well, yeah, I was... I'd been thinking that, you know, in every organization, there is someone who is the brains and someone who is the brawn. I'm pretty sure that Bob would agree that Fran was the brains and the brawn.
Well, wait a minute then. Does that make Bob the beauty? You know,
I guess it does.
You know, I wanted to say, And then we'll get to some more messages. And I know we have some callers waiting too. But I've been studying grief ever since I became a part of the foundation, so that I could help our attendees, because the grief retreats that Forever Family Foundation has been hosting all of these years are just so impactful to our attendees. And I know you, Tom, and I both just want to do whatever we can to help them. So I've been studying grief, and I've noticed that there's a tendency that when someone is grieving, they'll put their deceased loved one almost on a pedestal after they're gone, and they only remember their good attributes, and they recall none of their naturally human attributes, and they make them appear like saints. Well, I do have to say, Fran had all the goodness of a saint and the patience of one too. And her patience certainly seemed to be endless when she was teaching me the role of treasurer in our early years. And as Tom said, Don is the treasurer now. I only had the time to make it to her home office once a week. And each time I showed up, it seemed like I had forgotten everything from the week before. But Fran always assured me it was all right. She just truly seemed so appreciative of any help she could get. And I appreciated that, her patience. I'm sure Donna, as treasurer, is doing a whole lot better job of it than I ever did. But I do think that there were a couple of times I have seen Fran impatient. And I would have to say that it probably would have been at some of our Forever Family Foundation events. Fran would spend months meticulously planning everything, right down to the smallest detail. And I do mean everything, so that everything would flow like clockwork. And this was all on top of juggling everything in regards to running a not-for-profit organization. So at our events, if our guests had not taken the time to read her follow-up emails or some of our event protocols, or even worse than that, try to bend the rules that Fran had so carefully established, well, if they got a scolding, I think they deserved it. But even that would be short-lived, and the next moment I would see Fran in an embrace. They'd be hugging it out.
I think we have a cat on the line. Is she still there? Cat from San Antonio?
I am.
Hi, what would you like to share?
First, I want to express my deepest condolences, and we all get it, and still there, but no longer have the comfort of her physical presence. I can only imagine. So I send my condolences to everybody through, you know, Forever Family, Bob and Tom, Melissa. I just wanted to say that I was shocked when I received the email, you know, Bob's message that Fran had passed, and I don't even remember how I first connected with Forever Family, but I did not come to the foundation for assistance with grief. Because of the work I do, I was looking for resources for people that I could provide to them. And I sort of in a happenstance way, but serendipity, tripped across Forever Family. And over the years of just periodically connecting with or communicating with Fran and Bob, I was always touched by how kind and how patient and how precise and detail-oriented and persistent. Like, Fran could get it done. It didn't matter what it was. Fran was going to get it done. She could figure it out. And she always did it in such a loving and professional, I suppose, but just a way that to have had the blessing of crossing paths and being able to connect with Fran. I am so sad to know that she's no longer physically here, and I'm so grateful to know that she's still with us, because there are plenty of people who are needing assistance, you know? So I'm grateful, and I just send all love and respect to everybody who is, hurting with her physical absence now. And thanks to all of you for what you do.
That was so beautifully said. Thank you so much, Kat. And you had mentioned that Fran was a perfectionist, not only in running her foundation, but in her loving thoughts and action. She had the sole goal of making this world a better place, something I have no doubt she is continuing to strive for from the other side.
So thanks, Kat.
Thank you for your call, Kat. Thank you.
Wow. Well, I just wanted, I want to share some of the stories that we've collected. And Bob was kind enough to send us some of the comments he's been receiving also. And some have been sent to Tom and I. And if anyone listening right now wants to share some too, please call us at 1-888-627-6008. I don't know if we'll be able to get to everyone, but we can try. Tom, what do you want me to share the one about our afterlife discussion group meeting? Okay. We have, Fran and Bob, the Forever Family Foundation has set up afterlife discussion groups around the country. I'm not really sure how many there are right now, but one of the first ones was right here on Long Island, started by Bob and Fran. And Tom and I and our volunteer, Annette, all help to run that. We meet every 4 months or so. And our members are like another family to us also. And one of our members, Liz, said that Fran helped countless people when she created the Forever Family Foundation with Bob. I feel grateful to have known her, and I am relieved to hear that she is no longer in pain and that she's been reunited with her cherished daughter.
And another member of that same ADG, PJ, writes, "What wonderful and often humorous advice and knowledge she has provided to so many. I'm happy for the little time I've known her and thankful that I can revisit her voice and insight for years to come on the internet. She has blessed us all."
I want to read something that Angelina shared. Now, Angelina Diana was the very first Forever Family Foundation certified medium. I said that wrong. Let me say it this way. The first medium to become certified by the Forever Family Foundation. And Angelina, I'll share parts of what she wrote to me. She just said, "To put it plainly, Fran made me a better medium. She taught me to strive for more, to constantly ask for more." She says, "I can still hear her say, 'Oh, but why, Weenie?'" Now, I have to tell you, Weenie was Fran's nickname for Angelina, and I heard her use it a lot. But Angelina goes on to say, Fran would then flourish her hand in the air to accent her passion of trying to get me to dig deeper into explaining my mediumship, not just to be doing it. And then she adds, "One time she challenged me on why I thought the psychic senses were real. My misstep was that I tried to challenge her back. I quickly learned that you just cannot debate Fran without facts. There were friends with us when we entered into this heated debate, where Fran, of course, flattened me with her wisdom and her innate intelligence. The friends there said, "Why do you let her talk to you that way?" And Angelina responded, "It's okay. She's teaching me how to take what I sense inside and make it physical with words. I'm learning something here." Fran truly was a leader in so many ways. And one of the greatest compliments, and this is still Angelina's words, one of the greatest compliments she gave me a few years back was that I had become a better teacher. I feel so blessed. I got to say to her, "That's because I have been your student, Fran." Isn't that perfect?
Yeah, that's great. And we got a message from another one of the Forever Family Foundation certified mediums and author, Janet Mayer, who wrote, "My dear friend Fran, I love chatting and emailing with Fran. We would discuss every spiritual topic you could possibly imagine, and we had some of the funniest conversations too. Imagine trying to have a morning cup of coffee while it was table tipping on you. Or imagine discussing the universe when we both had work to get done. I remember going to visit her and Bob for the first time many, many years ago. I would be staying with them, and it was the first time I was meeting them as well. Although I was a little nervous, they opened their lovely home to me. I took part in the Friday night and Saturday conference. When Sunday arrived, Fran, her family, and I went for a walk at a nature preserve. I'm not sure who mentioned it first, but we really liked the trees and how they were perfect for climbing. The next thing I know, we were both climbing the tree and being young at heart and laughing at ourselves. We may not have been the most graceful, but we were both grateful we didn't fall. I found the picture that was taken of us that day, and it brought back so many smiles and memories. Fran was such a wonderful support on my journey. She would gently push me when needed, and I will miss her intelligence, strength, wisdom, and humor. But I'll miss our friendship the most. I have truly been blessed to have shared many years on this plane with her."
Tom, do you think that nature preserve was the same one where they spotted that exotic bird?
I'm pretty sure it was.
I hope Janet shares the photo with us sometimes. You know, when she talked about going to stay at their home, do you recall the name people gave their home?
Sure. Everybody used to call it Hotel Ginsburg.
And, I mean, Bob and Fran were always inviting their guests and their mediums to spend the night. We've been invited, but we only live about 25 minutes away, so we never stayed over, but we certainly stayed late.
What was that story you were telling me about when they had the mediums over for a sleepover, wasn't
it? They did, and I heard that the mediums then stayed up all night reading each other.
Wow.
I mean, can you imagine being a fly on the wall?
Yeah, I mean, that just shows you the scope of Fran's compassion. Not only was she helping the members of the foundation with their grief and their questions, but she was also helping the mediums to grow and to give them a community where they can feel comfortable and talk about things. It was just her influence is mind-boggling.
It really is. I want to read something that was sent to me by Liz. Now, Liz is another one of our amazing volunteers. I hope you're listening, Liz. "Over the past few years, Fran has grown to become one of the most important people in my life. I met her and joined the Forever Family Foundation early in my grief. First of all, she's hilarious." That's true. "I was at a point when I met her where I thought it was wrong to laugh, or at least didn't feel I could laugh again. And as soon as I met her, I laughed every time we were together or spoke. She helped remind me, no matter who I lost, it's okay to have a really great, fun, and full life. She also never tried to correct me and my grieving process. Everyone around me was constantly worried about me and trying to fix me or cheer me up. Fran was just comfortable with exactly where I was at. She loved to think about the afterlife as much as I do and would spend a lot of time with me talking about or emailing about what I had read or learned as I tried to put my thoughts and theories together about how all this might actually work. She was truly interested in how my mind worked. And since she had been this for so much longer than me and knew much more, I was always fascinated by hearing how her mind worked. She was really direct. She was. And said exactly what she thought. Yes, she did. Overall, she really cared about each person who joined Forever Family Foundation. She has become a huge part of my life and a key part of my support system as well as a person. I just really enjoy and love. There is a big hole in my heart, but if it wasn't for her, I would not have the hope and knowledge that I will still be talking with her and see her again. Thanks, Liz.
That's great, Liz. Thank you very much. I've got another message from a Forever Family Foundation certified medium, Rebecca Ann LaCicero, who writes, Fran was one of the strongest women I have ever met. I was lucky to be a part of her world as one of the foundation's certified mediums. She was a professional and profoundly capable woman. What I will remember the most is how she spoiled me with time and attention. She was truly a great friend. I'm sure all the mediums can agree. Fran always made sure that our every need was met and that our mental and physical beings were happy. This was not just at the events. This was on a day-to-day basis. Fran was always available. That I will miss.
Oh, I'm going to read one that was sent to Bob. Hi, Bob. I didn't know Fran real well, but I did feel her passion and drive and dedication to educating the world about life beyond. I can't help but wonder if her soul, her higher self, knew she could do more in this arena from an expanded role on the other side, one that requires the broader perspective of spirit. Whatever the case, we won't just move forward in her memory. We'll move forward under her guidance and with her boundless love and enthusiasm animating our steps.
And here's a message from another Fran fan who writes, Fran has been missed on talk radio and will be, but now to be reunited with her daughter to the realm in which she has been speaking about for years is a blessing. She has known and has even mentioned during her last days in this earthly existence that is only an illusion and much love awaits us all.
Another writes, Fran was, will always be a woman I admire for her strength, humor, and deep sensitivity.
And another one says, I will never forget what Fran and the Forever Family Foundation have done and continue to do for me.
That's why we feel so important that we've got to carry on this work for Fran.
Yes.
Someone says she was a light for us in our darkest times. Her engaging energy and positiveness lifted so many.
And another writes, the few times I met her, I was always so impressed by her understanding, strength, and unshakable belief in the afterlife. In our group discussions, Fran was the solid, reassuring voice I appreciated whenever I questioned the validity of my own experiences. I also enjoyed listening to the thought-provoking conversations Bob and Fran hosted on Signs of Life Radio.
And another person wrote to Bob, Fran has that power and brilliance to influence you to open your mind and heart to the universe and beyond.
And in another comment, I am in awe of her courage and assurance that she will continue to be with you and us who love her.
That force of nature will be felt, another writes, known and experienced, and she will continue to work for the greater good. She touched our lives so profoundly.
And another comment says, the few times I met her, I was always so impressed by her understanding, strength, and unshakable belief in the afterlife. In our group discussions, Fran was the solid, reassuring voice I appreciated whenever I questioned the validity of my own experiences. I think we read this one already. But
it's worth reading again.
Finished off, I always enjoyed listening to the thought-provoking conversations Bob and Fran hosted on Signs of Life Radio. Yeah.
Maybe, well, that's worth
bears
repeating.
Bears repeating.
It certainly does. I like this one. What a fortunate world, what fortunate souls we all are to have lived under the same stars as Fran Ginsberg.
And another said, I wanted to send my deepest condolences for everyone who has been touched by Fran.
Oh, and oh, this must have been just from last week. Well, everything's from last week, sadly.
Yeah, just, I mean, it's been nine days ago, September 22nd, that she passed away. So this is all, the wounds are very fresh at this time. And it's very interesting to be in this place because we have been with Fran for Melissa and I have been with the foundation for 16 years out of the 17, or I'm losing
count.
Close
enough.
We were about a year after the foundation formed that we joined up, and we've been with them ever since and have seen, you know, stood by Bob and Fran's side and watched the wonderful things they've done for people. And now to find ourselves in the very position that we have been dedicating ourselves to helping to ease is it's soul searching. It shakes your faith and you wonder how one goes on from here. And we will try to remember what Fran has said and try to continue ourselves.
Tom, it looks like we have another caller. Why don't we
let's take that. We've got Maria from Long Island. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Maria.
Hi. I'm deeply sorry for your loss. I just wanted to share with you that I had a really lovely phone conversation with Fran. It was shortly after my husband passed away, and I was extremely distraught. And I had emailed her, and she contacted me by phone, and she spent an hour with me. And that was really at the beginning of my journey, learning about the afterlife. I had very limited knowledge, and she was just so generous and kind, and she gave me so much of her time explaining so many things to me about the different ways that I can communicate, and then encouraging me to call in and get a reading, which was just amazingly generous, and sharing personal things with me too. So it's very rare that in the past 8 years I have met individuals that are willing to give so much of their time and positive energy. And I just wanted to share that with you because it made a difference in my life.
And oh, so glad you called in. Thank
you so much for that, Maria. It's great to hear from the people that she's actually touched.
And it's like what Bob said, no matter how busy she was, and I'd been in that home office, and I saw all those stacks and stacks of papers and everything she had going. But like you said, Maria, she'd take the time to talk to people who needed that conversation.
Yeah, thank you.
She really did. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take good care,
take
Maria.
Take care. Another person comments, I have been listening to Signs of Life Radio since April 5th, 2018, the Dazzle Shots show. I never miss a week, even if there is a rebroadcast.
Oh, that's good. Oh, how about this one? My favorite shows were the ones with Fran, Bob, Melissa, and Tom. I guess that's The Gathering.
Yeah.
I would look forward to those the most. I remember very clear a while ago that Fran was missing. It was very weird, and I had a funny feeling in the pit of my stomach. I kept looking for her to be back on again, but she wasn't. You know, as open and giving as Fran was, She did not want to share about her illness. And I think that's because she never wanted to make anything about her.
Right.
It was always about everybody else.
Exactly.
And it was hard to keep what we knew to ourselves, but we had to respect that because Fran knows best.
Yeah. Another person writes, I never had the honor to meet Fran Ginsberg, but believe she was a true hero and pioneer. Through her work with the Forever Family Foundation, she has helped so many with their grief and to make a subject that was once taboo now something that we all can talk about.
Isn't that true?
Yes.
I think I have another one I want to share also. Let's see. This woman says, Fran made a lasting impression on me when my husband Rex and I attended the Forever Family Foundation conference in Florida one year. It made, in many ways, I have been impressed by her. One of those ways was simply a look and a smile she gave to me from across the room as we were eating our breakfast on the last day of the conference. It's been many years ago, but I have not forgotten that special moment of recognition. So simple and so real. My thoughts of her have always been, I wish that I could know her better, along with a deep conviction that, in truth, I already did. She is a very special individual, and I'm glad to have met her in this life.
And someone else writes, this is devastating news. I do not know Fran and Bob personally, but I have been a member of the Forever Family Foundation for well over a decade. I'm so grateful for the existence of this organization and to the Ginsbergs for founding it. How ironic that Fran passed of the same disease that ultimately took the life of another great woman of fortitude, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It appears that they shared many of the same characteristics.
Isn't that true? I mean, how remarkable the timing of that.
Amazing.
And quite similar last names with the exception of a letter. Another writes, I can tell you that Fran totally changed our lives! Exclamation point. We attended one of your family grief weekends and we met both of you. That's Bob and Fran they're speaking of. You both were absolutely wonderful. But I knew that none of the weekend would have been possible without Fran's focus to details.
And another writes, she was a great lady. She touched more hearts than she or you will ever know.
And another says, if you knew her, you loved her. She will be sorely missed. And I don't have to say that enough times.
Yeah. Another person who had attended many of the conferences said, the last one I attended was the Medium Convention in Fort Myers in November 2018. I had a couple of nice long conversations with Fran and was grateful to get to know her a little bit. Again, showing how Fran would, you know, take the time with people.
Exactly. Oh, and this person writes, I called the Forever Family Foundation shortly after my beautiful papa passed into spirit. I was so glad Fran answered the phone. Every single word that she said to me was significant, soothing, and angelic. She genuinely spoke from an angel's heart and transformed my complicated grief to a spiritual missing of another angel that I was so connected with. Before I spoke to Fran, I really felt I would not survive the separation of the most important person in my life. I knew while we spoke that she was on a higher level. Every Forever Family Foundation meeting I attended with Fran was so cathartic, healing, and transcendental. I know I love Fran for all that she gave and is.
Mm. And speaking of that, another person wrote, she is a wonderful, compassionate woman. I say is because she is still here, just not in her physical form.
And, you know, these words are reminding me how much people get out of the grief retreats and how Fran welcomed them and everyone could relate to their experiences because of Fran. Tom, do you think we have time for just one more memory?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I'll read this one for just a simple. Fran was a wonderful person, and I, as well as many people, will miss her kindness and her generosity.
And a final message came with a letter to Bob saying, hi, Bob. Fran touched our lives in an amazing way, as you have also done. The retreat we went to changed our lives forever, and we are both full of gratitude that we were able to meet the Forever Family Foundation family, especially Fran. You both have created an amazing organization, and we cannot speak more highly of it. When we first went to the retreat, we didn't know what to expect. Fran was the first person we met as she was setting up, and we were one of the first people to arrive for the weekend. Her kindness and warm introduction made us feel very welcome. And as the weekend progressed and we spoke to her more, we got to know what a really caring, sincere, loving person Fran is. When the retreat ended that Sunday, we were actually saddened it had come to an end. The memories of that weekend will remain with us forever. I believe we are all sent to this earth to serve a mission for our God and our universe. And once this mission is complete, it's time to move on into a different realm. It's always heartbreaking to lose someone you love so dearly. And though it was Fran's time to make the transition, the pain and sorrow is immense. Fran has done more in just the year she was involved with the Forever Family Foundation than most people do in a lifetime. You cannot count the amount of lives she has touched and the numerous amounts of people she has consoled and given hope to. There's no doubt she will be here, even if not in the physical state. We will miss her dearly. With deepest sympathies, Chester and Martha.
I know, and Margie asked if we could end the show with Fran's prayer, but I think we have to, it's getting time now for us to wrap up the program. There were just so many wonderful messages we had to share. And Tom, do you just share one more?
Yeah, personally, I would like to add that one of my favorite things is being part of the Gathering show on Signs of Life Radio. I was always amazed how Fran and I saw eye to eye on pretty much every topic. She is a sister to me, and I miss her laughter dearly. And now it's time to say,
our loved ones and Fran are only a heartbeat away.
And science, with Fran's help, is going to prove it.
We love you, Fran. Good night, everybody.